All right, it's a little bit noisy here, but I'm sitting here on the Scott Sigler Rookie Tour, see if I can get a few recorded words for the HPR audience. See if we can't get them to talk about Dark Overlord Media a little bit and the future plans for it. Alright, well, we signed some autographs, and since I'm a lazy bastard, you'll probably have to endure the silence, but I'll, talk about it a little bit. We've managed to have just over 30 people, roughly, here. We also have Matt Wallace as well, writer of Failed City Monologues. If you have not heard that, make sure you get over to Patio Books and check out Failed City Monologues. Awesome book, well worth the listen. And while you're at it, just go ahead and check out Everything by Matt Wallace.
Wasn't that a fan suggestion at one point that got you going down that track of...
Of giving it for teachers?
Yeah.
Or you mean the whole YA thing?
Yeah, young adult.
The young adult came from the Apple Store, and I'll talk about that when we get everybody together outside.
Because I remember one of the call-in... I think it might have been a call-in show where someone had recommended the idea.
People called in and recommended that, but it was already in process.
Ah.
Well, and a couple of people were like, you could just give me something I could listen to my kids with when you were giving my kids to me because I can't use my sixth grade. So.
All right, so now I'm going to attempt. Not for here. This is something else I wanted to record because you were talking about dark media, Dark Overlord.
I will be on the mic with you alone. I don't want to interrupt you.
That's.
Okay,
that was the whole hope. I wanted to let this line disappear and catch it just a couple more.
All right, like I said, everyone, if there's a bunch of silence here, I'll apologize, but there's been a hell of a line and a hell of a demand for these books. And if you hear this before the tour is over, get your ass out there somewhere, because Sigler is just an awesome guy to meet with and talk to. So now we've finally got Sigler's attention. You were talking a little bit about dark media and the future.
Dark Overlord media.
Uh-huh. Sorry. I have an 8 today and that shot of Jack feels nice.
That's all right.
That's right, folks. Screw you. I got to do a shot with the Dark Overlord. So what are some of your plans with dark media in the long run?
Well, for Dark Overlord Media, what we're going to do is, first of all, there are 7 books in the Rookie series. The first is The Rookie. The next will be The Starter. If all goes well, every draft day, every year, we'll put the books up for pre-order, and then we'll deliver the books before the first week of every NFL season. We're also talking, I'm talking with my partner, A. Kovacs, about potentially putting out The Crypt, and even possibly the story Nocturnal that I did. Some of my books are perfect for my big publisher, which is Crown, like Infected, Contagious, Pandemic, Ancestor, Earth Core. And then some of the books, they either want me to edit too much or they're not interested in them because they're crazy sports football crime books. So those, what I'm experimenting is, bottom line is this. having a big publisher and get my books into stores and sell to people who don't know the internet, and then over on the internet side, also selling to people who just want to buy things over the internet and are the diehard fans who want everything I put out. So between those two, hopefully we can put out a lot of stuff and make some people happy.
Awesome. Now also, you know, everyone listening, or if they don't know, they can go to your site, scottsigler.net, and get your podcast of all your stuff. Also, they can go over to Patio Books and get that. Now, a quick question, because the audience listening right now is the Hacker Public Radio audience, diehard techies.
Yep.
Some of them would be interested to know, what do you use for your setup to create your show?
Well, right now, for the hacker audience that knows stuff, I'm using Logic Express, the cheap version of Logic Pro by Apple. That's going into a Mac Pro tower. That's got a 750 gig mirror drive as my main drive, and then I've got a backup drive on top of that, and I got a 250 gig drive as the actual operating system drive. And I say this like I know what I'm talking about, but I really don't. So I'm not perpetrating. This is actually what I have. And I record everything onto there. We produce everything in Logic Audio, Logic Express. I usually wind up sending that over to my producer, whose name is Ariok Morningstar, and he can kind of clean things up for me.
Now, quick question. What is Ariok's site, and does he produce a podcast of his own?
He does not produce a podcast of his own yet. He may. But right now, what Ariok is critical, because I put out my podcast, which is big intro, me talking about everything that's going on, then the story, then me talking some more, because that's what I do, then the close. So Ariok has to edit each and every episode and get it over to patiobooks.com. And if anybody listening to this doesn't know, podiobooks.com, patiobooks.com, has about over 250 free audiobooks that the techies can download and just enjoy. So Ariok strips out all my talking, because those are straight audiobooks, gets them on patiobooks.com, and that's pretty much what he does.
All right. Any final things you'd like to say for the Hacker Public Radio audience?
You should all go hack everything and promote scottsigler.com and or scottsigler.net. My email is scott@scottsigler.net, and if anybody wants any questions, they can email me anytime.
So are you suggesting, and maybe we can get you to say it, that they should all hack the Gibson?
Absolutely. They should hack the Gibson.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks for the brief time and a little bit of talk of the tech behind the thing. Actually, one more quick question, if it's not too much, is a little bit about what went behind getting Dark Overlord Media going and getting this book into print, or is that too long-winded for now?
I'll give you the quick rundown. First of all, printing your own hardcover novel is very difficult. We didn't know how difficult it was. Adding a 16-page color insert into it is even more difficult. And I'll tell you what, when 3,000 hardcover books show up in your rented warehouse that you've got 8 days to get in and out and get everything shipped, and 5 pallets of books show up, it's an enormously large amount of books. You don't think that it is. So we, A and I, spent 8 14-hour days in basically a one-car garage, signing books, packaging books, and getting them shipped out 2-day priority to places all over the world. We packaged 1,500 books in that time. Absolute blast. But the impetus behind it was people wanted my stories in hardcover. They wanted keepsake. And my publisher, Crown, was not interested in publishing this particular book. So now I work with Crown, and now I have my own small press, and that's how it is.
All right. Now, what companies can you turn to if you wanted to produce your own hardcover? You know, you don't have to name the one if you don't want, but what companies out there will produce a hardcover book? And if you don't mind talking roughly cost, because I'm sure you don't want to talk about what this costs you exactly, but...
Well, first of all, I'll give you the basic model. What I think things are changing in the internet space, and being able to be a media personality online and go out and develop an audience, is that our business model is this. We put the book up for pre-sale in order to generate enough capital to actually produce the book. Neither one of us in the company have enough money to say we're just going to fund this. So we put up for pre-sale. I sold 1,000 copies of The Rookie in the first 3 hours it was up. That brought in the capital for us to actually do the print run. The print run was $20,000. Shipping was another $3,000. I mean, it's just these insane numbers that I'm not very comfortable with, but because we pre-sold so many copies, we were able to pull this off. So I really think that our Dark Overlord Media is all about finding people who have anywhere from 10 to 30,000 people listening to them, following their blog, etc., diehard fans who will be happy to pre-order. So pre-order means capital comes in, then you go print the book, and you're profitable from square one. That's kind of the overall model. It's still a little bit staggering to us, the numbers involved, but everything seems to be working out, and the fans are happy. The bottom line is the fans have gotten the printed copy of The Rookie. They've seen the beautiful color insert, the beautiful color cover, the embossing, everything. And everyone who's got this book has basically emailed us and said they're thrilled with it or that they would have paid more for it. So that's what matters to us.
Awesome. So, and companies that might do this kind of work for...
The company we worked with, the print vendor is called Donnelly, D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y. And I'm sorry, I think they're in New Hampshire. They're somewhere in the East Coast. You can find them online. They have been absolutely spectacular. We call them literally every other day, finding out, we don't know how to do this. They helped us every step of the way. They're amazing, awesome vendors. And that's really the only company we worked with. We did everything else ourselves.
Now, what kind of software did you use for the creation of the book?
Well, actually, the layout was done by Sheer Brick Media out of the New England area. That's S-H-E-E-R-B-R-I-C-K. And I don't have the website off the top of my head, but you can Google for that. They did the interior layout. Jerry Scullion did our cover layout. And we basically crowdsourced it. We had different fans who had different companies that already did these things. And we just sounded out, can you people help us with this? We found fans that came in and did all the work for us. And that's how we put the book together. So I can't recommend a specific company. This was largely a social media influenced project, and if I didn't have the audience I have, I wouldn't have found these talented people to put it out.
All right, and there was one more question, but you know, the blood, guts, and gore, you know, I'm sitting here going, I'm going home, I'm reading The Rookie Screw, you all who don't have a copy yet.
One more thing. All you techie guys out there who are listening to this, techie guys and girls, basically The Rookie is Star Wars meets The Godfather meets Any Given Sunday. And if you want to snag a copy, go to scottsigler.com/The Rookie, one word, and you can check it out for yourself.
And I'll also go on to say, you know, if I can get this up in time, anyone who hasn't heard this, or, you know, when the tailgate tour is still going, there are still stops available. About how many would you say at this point, Scott?
Right now we still have 17 stops available. If you hear this in time, just go to scottsigler.com/tailgate. See if we're going to be in your area. Come out and say hello. And don't forget, The Rookie podcast is also free, and that's at scottsigler.com/The Rookie. You can hear the whole book for free. If you want to buy a hardcover, great. If you don't, listen to it for free and enjoy.
Now, will you probably do a soft cover in time? Have you thought of... Now, why didn't you go with someone like, you know, the print-on-demand sites like Lulu? Because with a guy like who's got an audience like you, I could imagine, you know, the print-on-demand services would be, you know, could meet your demands. Though I'm guessing the hardcover was the sticking point.
The sticking point was the cost from Lulu. The cost per unit for a paperback is around $12.95. What we want to do with a paper with a hardcover, it was close to $40, which means I would have had to sell for $45 to make any kind of profit, which wasn't business-wise, it wasn't feasible. And second, the quality they could provide was not high enough quality for my fans. If my fans are going to spend their hard-earned money in a book, it has to be the hottest thing they have seen in years. So we had to do it ourselves because nothing against Lulu. They cannot do what I need to provide my fans.
Yeah, you don't want your fans showing up in the Closet of Doom. Oh, wait, now it's the Office of Doom. We don't want them showing up and all, you know, 20 billion plus of us throughout the galaxy and trying to lynch you for selling a cheap product.
Yeah, basically that's it. For the my fans, they give me a lot of time to try out my stories. They give me a lot of money to play my stories. So I'll close with this. My fans deserve the best we can possibly do, so we had to do this ourselves, and it came out great.
And I really hate to ask one final question after all that, but how much has the crowdsourcing of... Because I remember listening to Infected and at one point screaming at my iPod strapped to my arm, what kind of blathering idiot sits there and says the main character doesn't have a landline, is yet using dial-up? Now, I don't know if the version of Infected they can easily get at this point still has that, but how does having a crowd base like that as the book's coming out affected your writing process?
This is the last thing I'll say. It's the best thing ever. I get 30,000 people a week listening to my stuff, and whatever their specialty, if I screw something up, I get many, many emails telling me what I screwed up and how to correct it. And I am the luckiest author on the planet because I have 30,000 editors who get to listen to my stuff before it ever goes to print, and it can't be better.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Scott.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. This has been Lord Dragonblut with Hacker Public Radio wishing you good night.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.